Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for... Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root. It is Friday, the 24th of June. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. The perfect Roe versus Wade abortion ruling by the Supreme Court today. Literally perfect. You know, I know there's pro-life people celebrating, but it really was not a pro-life ruling. I hate to break it to you and burst your bubble. And it's certainly, all the people are crying who are pro-abortion, it certainly was not a anti-abortion ruling. All it was the perfect interpretation of the United States Supreme Court, which is that abortion should not be legal or illegal on the federal level on a national basis. It is a state's rights issue. And boy, have I been here for a long time. 15 years ago, I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, won the VP nomination, served on the presidential ticket in the 2008 election against Obama and McCain, and I argued that abortion was states' rights, that gay marriage was states' rights. Lots of issues are states' rights that should be decided on a state-by-state basis, not on the federal government basis. And so this was the perfect ruling. It does not kill Roe versus Wade, although I am pro-life, and I'm happy about the ruling because instantly lots of states will make it illegal or make it limited, restrict women's ability to murder a baby. That's good. That's a good thing. But it also, I'm happy because it's not a federal issue. It's perfectly settled, each state closer to the people. And that's what I argued when I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination all those years ago. So here's my column that's coming out this weekend in newspapers across the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. It's out right now at the Gateway Pundit. I think it's out right now at my website, RootForAmerica.com. The title is "The Perfect Roe versus Wade Ruling by the Supreme Court Will Lead to a Perfect Solution for America's Divide, Divorce American Style." There we have it. The things I've talked about on this show and on the Alex Jones show and on Real America's Voice Network, I've talked about all of these things, but I haven't put it in print until now. I finally got a chance to write my idea, Divorce American Style, and I tied it to today's Supreme Court ruling. Here it is. The Supremes finally got one right. God bless the U.S. Constitution. This Roe versus Wade abortion rights ruling is literally the perfect decision. Although I am pro-life, abortion is and always has been a state's rights issue. Now red states and blue states can go their separate ways, just as the Founding Fathers always envisioned. This was my exact recommendation 15 years ago when I campaigned for the Libertarian presidential nomination. Now let me get to the good and bad of this controversial decision. Let me start with the bad. I'll bet you I'm the only guy in America who says this, but when you hear it, every Republican and every one of the 80 million plus who I think voted for Trump, because I do believe he got about 80 million votes, and certainly if he only got 75 million, he's added another 5 million since then, because he's a lot more popular now than he was while president. So there's about 80 million Trump supporters, and I'll bet you every one of you agrees with me once you hear this. Here we go. As thrilled as I am with this decision, I can't help feeling disappointed that these same Supremes didn't first overturn the 2020 election. That 2020 election ruling was far more important than Roe versus Wade if it had come first. Right? Take that sentence
and just break it in two halves. That 2020 election ruling was far more important than this Roe versus Wade abortion ruling. Here's the important part of the sentence. If it had come first, if they had displayed the same courage in 2020 as they did today, we'd be living in a completely different country. A courageous Supreme Court ruling back in 2020 would have saved America from today's radical treasonous communist takeover, and then living in a free and prosperous country, which we don't have now, under four more years of a legitimate President Donald J. Trump, the Supremes could have made the same courageous rulings on voter ID, gun rights, and Roe versus Wade. Wouldn't that have been wonderful? Wouldn't that have been perfection? We would have had it all. Instead, they got Roe versus Wade right, but our country's been decimated from a thousand directions. So, it's fantastic that you save the babies, at least in red states, but that's kind of a hollow victory, don't you think? If the economy's about to collapse, if millions of poverty-stricken and disease-carrying illegals are pouring over our border, if gas, meat, and chicken are unaffordable, meaning gas in your car, meat, chicken, and other groceries unaffordable, if diesel fuel and diesel engine oil are in short supply, as a matter of fact, we're about to run out, if barren farmland will soon lead to mass food shortages and starvation, and if the middle class is being systematically decimated and destroyed. All things considered, saving babies sounds great. I know every Christian in America is cheering, but this is kind of a Pyrrhic victory, don't you think? It's a case of the chicken versus the egg, and which one came first? Excuse the pun. I'd rather we saved America first, and then we could have made the exact same Wade versus Roe, or is it Roe versus Wade abortion ruling. Saving the children, but losing the country is not a great trade-off. I'm sorry. But now to the good news. All is not lost. Again, I'm the only guy in America who probably thought of this. I'm certainly the only one saying it out loud, but I'll bet after you hear it, you're going to love it. Now to the good news. All is not lost. This Supreme Court abortion decision is the first step towards the solution I've been preaching for what ails America. I call my solution divorce American style. It's clear we are a nation terribly divided. It's clear we can't live together. There is no longer compromise possible. The divide is that wide. Bumper sticker. The divide is that wide. There is no compromise for open borders and defund the police. Sorry. There's no compromise for forced vaccinations, let alone for babies and little children. There is no compromise for abortion on demand. There is no compromise for 20% inflation and $10 a gallon gas. There is no compromise for letting every rioter, mugger, carjacker, and murderer loose while we order FBI SWAT teams to hunt down Republicans who believe the 2020 election was stolen. The days of compromise are over. So the peaceful solution is to separate. It's time to go our separate ways. Let's call it a national divorce. Everyone is familiar with divorce. Everyone has experienced it, whether personally or with friends, family, or children. We all know someone divorced. Half of America is divorced. I've been divorced. It's not the end of the world. It's much better to admit you don't like each other and you can't live together anymore and separate peacefully. Everyone gets to walk away and live the life they want. It's a win-win. To leftist America, I say, you can have your high taxes. You can have your Soviet-like regulations. You can have your Gestapo-like vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. You can have your communist China-like banning and censorship. You can have your lockdowns, your masks for life, your open borders, your $10 gas, your unaffordable meat and your vegan diet. You can have no guns, completely defenseless citizens, defunded police, transgender military, abortions on demand, and schools turned into communist brainwashing factories. Good luck and God bless. It's all yours. That's not the America I choose to live in. I'll bet 80 million Trump voters agree with me. This Supreme Court ruling will propel the two bitterly divided Americas towards my solution. Red states will severely limit or ban abortion, while blue states will expand limitless abortion towards infinity. They'll let you kill the baby till like 80 weeks. They don't care till 80 weeks after birth. What do they care? None of it will be off limits, which will further encourage the division and the mass migration that's already happening. Even before this ruling, millions of conservatives, patriots, and Christians were already moving or preparing to move or thinking of moving from high-tax blue states like New York, California, and Illinois to low-tax or no-tax red states like Texas, Florida, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and Tennessee. The Great Migration had already begun for years already. Now it will accelerate beyond anyone's imagination as Christians escape abortion-on-demand states and radical leftist nutjobs who crave the murder of babies, the forced vaccination of babies and children, open borders that enable child sex trafficking, and slaps on the wrist for pedophiles will move in massive numbers to deep blue states. They want to be around people just like them. Pedophiles, baby murderers, baby vaccinators with a poison. Good riddance. The only real question is whether we officially split up into red America, let's call it the Patriot States of America, and blue America, let's call it the Socialist States of America, or whether the split is a bit more subtle. But either way, the division, separation, and ultimately divorce of America is coming. Sooner than anyone imagined only a few days ago before the Supreme Court decision. That's my commentary. I don't think anyone else in America thought about those two things, even on the right. But once they read my column, everyone's going to be talking about it. Yes, Roe versus Wade, good ruling by the Supreme Court throwing it out. But why didn't you have the courage to throw out the 2020 election? And the good news is, I think this Roe versus Wade will lead to nothing but red people moving to red states and blue people moving to blue states. And it'll all push forward at record speed. And America will have its divorce, America style. Much needed. I'll be right back. Wade Root. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hey, this is Al Roberts.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Alaroo, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of the show, Freedom Fest. Listen up. You're not going to want to miss this year's Freedom Fest. The greatest libertarian show on earth. Over 2,000 freedom lovers are returning to Vegas from all over the United States and all over the world on July 13th to 16th. So that's coming up real fast, less than a month, to meet with 300 experts talking about politics, culture, and investing. Hear and meet Senator Rand Paul talk about his famous confrontations with Dr. Fauci, keynote speaker John Cleese, the British comedian on cancel culture, our MC extraordinaire, Kennedy of Fox Business, financial legends Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and Steve Moore talk about how to survive hyperinflation and recession. And yes, I, Wayne Alaroo, will be center stage, as always, for the biggest debate of Freedom Fest. Was the 2020 election stolen? And should Trump run again in 2024? The sparks are going to fly. By the way, I'm 4-0, 4 years in a row, with all the debates at Freedom Fest. The crowd votes, and I was the landslide winner 4 times in a row. This will make it 5 in a row. Be a part of the nonstop 4 days of fun, film, entertainment, and debate at the Mirage Hotel and Casino, which includes the Global Financial Summit, the Anthem Film Festival, and the Trade Show for Liberty. Use the code ROOT50 to get $50 off the registration fee, or if you're a Las Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. Go to freedomfest.com or call 855-850-3733 for more information. 855-850-3733, 855-850-3733, or freedomfest.com. Repeat, use the code ROOT50 to get $50 off. Or if you're a local Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. 855-850-3733. So how right am I? How smart am I? I wrote that column about this Roe versus Wade decision this morning, minutes after I heard it. So I wrote it like from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock this morning, West Coast time. And right before the show began, I see Tennessee Attorney General files motion to end abortion in that state forever. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announces abortions are now illegal in Texas. Breaking news, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt signs proclamation ending abortion in Missouri. And then, and you know many more are going to follow, 20 more plus are going to follow. And then California, Oregon, and Washington create a West Coast coalition to protect access to abortions. So here you have Texas, Tennessee, and Missouri getting together, forming a red state faction. And you got California, Oregon, and Washington getting together and forming a left faction. Do you understand exactly what I said is happening? And it doesn't matter if you like what I said. It doesn't matter if you agree what I said. It's very clear what's happening and what's going to happen in the United States of America. There's going to be a division, whether it's a subtle division, and there's going to be much more states' rights and red state versus blue state, or whether it's going to be more of a official division, and we really do separate, and there's red states and blue states in coalitions against each other, not really part of the same exact country, but with an umbrella over us called the Greater United States of America. But either way, I'm promising you, either way, there's going to be a divorce. It's either going to be a separation, or it's going to be a real full-scale divorce, one or the other. One or the other. And by the way, not only do you see examples in the news that all these states are forming factions, just as I predicted, and there's going to be a separation, or there already is a separation, there's going to be a divorce. But on top of that, I think, you know, what I stressed yesterday I stressed on this show that Chicago's richest man, his name is Ken Griffin, and he runs a hedge fund called Citadel, is moving from Chicago and taking his $29 billion and his big firm and all his stock trades that are taxed and his 1,000 employees whose payrolls are taxed and who then spend money in Chicago, and they're all moving to Florida. So I'm just telling you that all of this is about what I'm talking about, a separation and a divorce of America. And what's going to happen to the blue states? You do realize the people moving into the blue states are a mixture of illegal aliens, homeless bums, and all the liberals in America who don't make any money and don't pay any taxes and want government to pay for their life. Freeloaders. And who's leaving the blue states and moving into red states? All the rich guys like Ken Griffin and Wayne Allyn Root. Now, I'm not anywhere in his category. I'm no $29 billion man. I'm no hedge fund manager. But I'm a guy who spends a lot of money in whatever state I'm in. And when I leave California 20 years ago and I moved to Nevada, think of all the money I've spent for the last 20 years in Nevada, and all the money I've left in Nevada, and all the money earning interest in Nevada bank accounts, and all the spending in Nevada, and all the taxes I didn't pay in California. In the end, everybody's making that decision. The blue states are going to die. They're going to drown. They're going to suffocate. They're going to strangle. I'll be back. Wayne Allyn Root.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it.
President Joe Biden reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The reaction from Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt a little bit different on Friday.
I'm proud to be called America's most pro-life governor. And today we are here to celebrate a lot of hard work.
Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming all have trigger laws that practically ban abortion that now go into effect since Roe has been overturned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
afternoon. I hope you enjoyed my my latest commentary. I think it's going to be a big one. I think it's going to be a lot of people talking about it. I really do. The perfect Roe versus Wade ruling by the Supreme Court will lead to the perfect solution for America's divide, divorce American style. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and a lot of people are going to read it, and they already have. I've already gotten a lot of feedback, and it's been only positive. Everybody loves it. We've got a great guest right now. I'll go right to him, Governor Eric Greitens. He is the former governor of Missouri. He is now a candidate for U.S. Senate in Missouri. Their primary is coming up, I believe, on August 2nd. Am I right, Governor Eric Greitens? August 2nd?
You're absolutely right, Wayne Allen Root. You nailed it. We got 38 days until the primary starts here in Missouri, and MAGA patriots are fired.
All right, so I wanted to get your comment to my new commentaries out. I make two contentions that I think conservatives will actually love, 80 million Trump voters will love. Number one, I love the ruling today. I think it was a perfect ruling. It's a states' rights issue, and I think it's great that red states will now save babies' lives. But I'm just disappointed that they didn't have the same kind of courage when facing the 2020 election. I wish the Supreme Court had had the same intestinal fortitude to overturn the election and get a new vote, a new election, to vote for president. If that one was tainted and fraudulent and rigged, then the intestinal fortitude and courage it took today to overturn Roe versus Wade. Your thoughts?
100%. You know, it's so interesting that you mentioned that. We just hosted here in Missouri a screening of the movie Rigged, and I urge all of your viewers to see it. See 2000 Mules.
Right.
See Rigged. Rigged breaks down the $400 million in Zuckerbucks, which were poured into the 2020 election, and proves definitively beyond a reasonable doubt the way that Zuckerberg dollars were used to advance Joe Biden, were used to advance the Democratic Party. And 100%, I think we needed to see that intestinal fortitude in the courts. And I'll also tell you, I am incredibly disappointed in rhino politicians in state legislatures around this country who failed to stand up and have President Trump's back, who failed at the time to say, hey, we need to make sure that we've got a clear and accurate election, that we have audited these results. All of that could have and should have been done, and had it been done, I think that we would have gotten to the bottom of this fraud much, much sooner.
And I laugh when people say, you know, especially liberals say, or the media says, oh, there was no stolen election. What are you talking about? The proof of a stolen election is so clear. It's the fact that we're not allowed to talk about it. If they're so incensed when anyone mentions it in the media, you can't mention it. You're not allowed to mention it. It's banned. You will be banned from social media. You could lose your job. You shouldn't mention it in the middle of a conservative talk show, or you may get fired. The fact that no one lets you talk about it is the sign that, of course, it happened. They're scared to death that if the more you talk about it, the more you investigate it, the more they're going to prove that they did it, and the more trouble they're going to be in for treason. So they want to cut it off at the pass, Eric, so no one is allowed in a free speech nation to even mention the stolen election, or you're a bad person.
Once, as ever, Wayne Allen Root, you've got your finger exactly on the pulse of what the leftists are doing with their tyranny. You're exactly right, sir. This is part of their attack on free speech. This is why they censor, because they cannot win on the facts. They cannot win on the facts of the massive fraud in the 2020 election. They cannot win on the facts of the tremendous harm that their open borders policy is doing. They cannot win on the facts of how their terrible defund the police policies have led to a historic rise in murders and violent assaults around the country. They cannot win on the facts of their disastrous policy of weakness abroad and military disasters in Afghanistan. They cannot win on the facts when we expose what they've done to assault Trump's achievement of making America energy independent and Biden's war on energy and the way that has led to inflation. So exactly, sir, on issue after issue, the left cannot win on the facts. So what do? They come after you. They call you names. Just this week, I was called a fascist because I said it's time for us to actually take on the rhinos who, because of their corruption and their cowardice, have been stabbing the American people in the back. What they do is they engage in name calling because they cannot win on the facts. And they engage in this vicious name calling. And the fact is, all of your listeners, patriots around the country, America First leaders around the country, MAGA champions around the country, recognize that we all have to stand up against this tyranny. And if we do, the great hope is that if we all stand up against this tyranny, what we're looking at is not a surrender to the left, but instead a great revival of our republic. And I'm here for the revival, sir. I know you are, too.
Yes, and that's the reason. When you talk about rhinos, you're openly, you and I both, you know, same kind of guys. We openly, we're patriots, and we openly talk about rhinos and what disgraces they are. They're really just Democrats, moderate Democrats, not radical like the radical communists that are in the Democrat Party, but they're moderate Democrats disguised as Republicans. That gets the establishment GOP so angry. And I just saw a headline yesterday that, what's his name? McConnell. Mitch McConnell is against you, and his people are lined up to try and defeat you in Missouri. Isn't that just par for the course?
Well, it is exactly par for the course. And, you know, you might remember, sir, when I first came on your program, you'll remember me mentioning I was the very first candidate in the country who said that when I'm elected to the United States Senate, I'm voting against Mitch McConnell.
Right.
Because we need new, strong, America First leadership here. And what do we have? Now we have Karl Rove. We have Mitch McConnell political operatives, Mitch McConnell donors, all coming into Missouri to attack me. Well, you know what? I believe, as Winston Churchill did, he once said, show me a man who has enemies, and I'll show you a man who stood up for something in his life. I'm proud of the fact, sir, that I've been attacked by George Soros, that I've been sued by the Satanic Temple, that I've got Karl Rove and Mitch McConnell coming after me, CNN, MSNBC, and the New York Times. What that means is that my campaign, our campaign, represents a threat to business as usual, to the lobbyist and political class in Washington, D.C. We're a threat to the swamp just as President Trump was, and because of that, they attack us just as they attacked President Trump. But the fact is, our people are strong, I am strong, and we are leading in all of the polls in both the primary and the general election, and we're going to take this home to victory in just 38 days.
Right, and I'll give you another saying, Eric, for your campaign. The flak gets heaviest when you're over the target, right? And that's
yes, sir. That's
the reason guys like you and I make a great point, and the next day some George Soros-funded organization is trying to destroy us, take our words out of context, bring up old stories that have nothing to do with our political views today. It's just, it's absolutely incredible. You know, someone like me could speak thousands and thousands of hours on the radio. Collectively, over 7 years, I probably millions of words come out of my mouth, and they try and grab one sentence, twist it out of context, and destroy my life and ruin my career over that one sentence said live with no teleprompter, no notes, nobody telling me what to say, no preparation. My whole show, Eric, is just off the top of my head, unfiltered, my opinion and my response to the biggest news stories of the day. They want to grab one sentence off the top of my head and say, oh my God, Wayne Root should be destroyed. That's how the left works, and they do it with you, and they mislead, they lie, they commit fraud, they're vicious, they're evil, they're horrible people, and I know what they've done to you is awful, what they've done to me is awful. It's absolutely sick.
Yeah, and this is how they operate, and you're exactly right. But I'll tell you why. Because of your authenticity, because of the fact that you let the truth flow, because of the fact that you have a heart and that you're a fighter, it's one of the reasons why you have so many fans here in the state of Missouri who let me know, hey, I heard you on Wayne Allen Root's show. And I will let patriots around the state know when they ask, what can we do? I talk about obviously getting involved and voting and running and supporting other people and taking the Republican Party back from the rhinos, making it our party. But I also let them know, get out there and let people know that you listen to Wayne Allen Root's show. Let them know the news that you read. Let them know the truth and where you get it. Because what the left is trying to do with their dominance of the mainstream media, with their dominance of Hollywood, with their dominance of higher education, is that they're trying to dominate the information that the American people get. But thankfully, because of patriots like you and others who have the courage to stand stand up against them, the truth is getting out. You know, to come back to the election, they've been trying to punish anyone who talks about the truth of the 2020 election. But what's so fascinating is that today, as we're talking today, in June of 2022, there are more Republicans, more independents, and more Democrats who all recognize that there was significant fraud in the 2020 election than there was back in November of 2020. So the truth continues to get out. People continue to ask questions about federal involvement in January 6th, about Nancy Pelosi's role in January 6th. We blew open their lies around the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, and now we've seen the truth that Hillary Clinton and her campaign was behind it all from the beginning. But for years, sir, they called you and others conspiracy theorists for even mentioning that truth. Well, the fact is, what their big wave of lies eventually crashes on the rock of the facts, and the facts and the truth are with us.
And it's not just twisting out of context. Yeah, I got to tell you a funny story, Eric. Do you know the one thing that I've never said in public in my entire life is that Obama wasn't born in the United States? The one thing I've never said. Do you know everywhere you look me up, they say Wayne Root's the original birther? I've never mentioned Obama's birth in my entire career, and they call me the original right-wing birther who made up the story about Obama being born out of the United States. This is how liberals operate. I've never mentioned Obama's birth, but they know I'm against Obama. They know I thought he was a commie. I know I thought he was a terrible person. They know I thought he was evil. So they make up a lie to demonize me the way they made up an incredible, horrible story to demonize you. Hey, Eric, don't go anywhere. Stay through the break. Let's grab you on the other side. I have a bunch more to talk to you about, including Roe versus Wade, the January 6th congressional hearings, and your new ad that just came out, which I loved, by the way. So stand behind that ad. I love it. Don't go anywhere. Eric Greitens, running for Senate, U.S. Senate, the former governor of Missouri. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza, and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes
make sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, back with Governor Eric Greitens, who is the former governor of the great state of Missouri, but now running for U.S. Senate in Missouri. He's got all the rhinos against him, the establishment against him, and of course every Democrat, every socialist, communist piece of garbage in the world, like George Soros, all out to get him. And of course Mitch McConnell out to get him. That makes him my hero. Eric Greitens, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. Always honored to be here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. As I mentioned, so many fans in Missouri, sir.
And funny enough, you know, I'm Jewish, right? Well, my rabbi is listening to the show as we speak, and he just texted me. My rabbi, Phil, said, tell Eric, patriots everywhere support him. So I just wanted you to know that. He just sent that text to me.
Thank you, rabbi. I so appreciate that.
Beloved by the rabbis. So let's talk about Roe versus Wade, because that's a big issue that just came up today. And I just saw, as no sooner that came up, and I predicted that it would lead to massive red versus blue states' rights, kind of a division in this country. And right away I see that the Attorney General of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, signs a proclamation ending abortion in the state of Missouri. Very proud of him. I assume he's a good guy on your team, yes?
Well, look, he did a good job there. I will tell you that, you know, the story behind the Missouri miracle, you may know when I became governor, we had over 5,000 abortions a year in the state of Missouri. And I thought, I was naive at the time, Wayne, I thought, well, I'm a Republican pro-life governor. I've got a Republican House, a Republican Senate. We should be able to get some pro-life legislation passed. Well, these rhinos came in and they lied to me every month, every week, every day that I was in office, and they left after the first legislative session without passing a single piece of pro-life legislation. So what I did was, there's a provision in the Missouri Constitution which says that in the case of an emergency, the governor can call a pro-life special session. Well, I believe that saving the lives of the unborn was an emergency. So I called a pro-life special session, the first in the history of Missouri, We got major pro-life legislation passed, and this was the time that I was sued by the Satanic Temple. I was under attack from the rhinos and the mainstream media, but we got that pro-life legislation done, and as a result of it, Missouri became the safest state in the country for the unborn. So I'm incredibly proud of Missouri's record on this. That was due to the incredible hard work, prayers, and constant vigilance of thousands of Missouri patriots who've been pushing for the pro-life cause for years. We got that done in Missouri, and I'm proud. This is a great day for life in the United States of America.
And you got to be proud of President Trump, because without his Supreme Court nominees, this doesn't happen.
Oh, 100%. You know, I think one of the things that people need to remember is that it was President Trump who took on Hillary Clinton with no support from the rhinos, with no support from the establishment, who won office, who put solid justices in place, who then have voted for life today and handed down this fantastic decision. But all credit for this needs to go to President Trump, who deserves it.
And that brings me the perfect segue to the January 6th hearings, because I've never seen such a witch hunt, such a communist show trial, such a kangaroo court in my entire life. And January 6th is a good topic for me because today, if you watch the reaction of all these liberals outside the Supreme Court, this is Saul Alinsky, right? Saul Alinsky said, whatever you see, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy for what you're doing.
Yeah.
They're screaming insurrection and attack America and attack the Supreme Court and kill the Supreme Court nominees and overturn this decision, or don't even listen to the decision, ignore it, make believe it never happened. This is the United States of America. We don't do things like that. Yet on January 6th, peaceful protesters were called insurrectionists and traitors. This is Saul Alinsky.
It's 100% Saul Alinsky, and I think there are really four critical points about January 6th that need to be recognized. The first so many people see is that, number one, this is a massive distraction from Joe Biden's failures, a distraction from inflation, a distraction from the open borders, a distraction from violence here at home, a distraction from gas prices, a distraction from all of Joe Biden's terrible failures as president. Number two, what they've also done, and again, as Soros-funded prosecutors have weaponized the law in other places, what leftist tyrants always do is weaponize the judicial process. Here they've weaponized the process of investigations to attack President Trump's allies. They go after Steve Bannon. They go after Bernie Kerik. They go after Rudy Giuliani. They go after Peter Navarro. They go after Kimberly Guilfoyle. They go after Donald Trump Jr. And what they're trying to do is to make an example of anyone who is President Trump's ally.
Right.
The third key important point is that what we're seeing here is really not an investigation, but a cover-up. Why aren't they investigating Nancy Pelosi's role in January 6th? Why aren't they investigating what now the guys at Revolver News did an incredible job exposing it, all of the federal involvement, all of the federal agents and assets who were involved in January 6th? That needs to be investigated. And the fourth point is that we need to have real Republicans, true MAGA warriors in the Senate, in the House, who are willing to investigate such things. But instead, once again, you've got Mitch McConnell, who turned his back on President Trump after the 2020 election, who stabbed him in the back on January 6th. And you see all of these rhinos actually turning against President Trump, either obviously like Liz Cheney, or too many of them by their silence. And that's why MAGA patriots around the country need to stand up and put in real, strong, true patriotic leaders.
All right, Eric, I want to make sure everyone knows how to reach you. Eric's website, he's Governor Eric Greitens. He was the governor of Missouri. He's now running for U.S. Senate. His website, ericgreitens.com, G-R-E-I-T-E-N-S. Make sure you give a contribution. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. ericgreitens.com. Do whatever you can to help Eric become the next United States Senator from the great state of Missouri. Eric, thank you for coming on the show. God bless you.
Honored to be on with you again, sir. Thank you so much.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
30.